Libra, my love, this is such a great new moon for you. This new moon in Cancer falls in your 10th house of career, life direction, and how you're meant to shine from this point till January of 2022. Now, this doesn't mean that you won't shine after that, but what it does mean is that you're setting the groundwork for something really significant and a really significant shift in career next year. The fact that we have the cosmic lovers, both Mars and Venus, in Leo in the 11th house of community, of shining, of standing out, means that you have the opportunity to network in a way that is going to make you stand out for your creative endeavors, because you currently have Saturn transiting the 5th house of creativity, and it's going to allow you to really express yourself in the most genuine way. At least that's the intention. This new moon in Cancer, because it represents a new sense of home, a new sense of safety, a new sense of foundation, means that you are meant to take what the career that you have now, the creative endeavor that you have now, and take it to the next level simply by being true to what rings true to your heart. Okay. Now, the issue can lie in that this new moon also has Neptune in Pisces, and Pisces is your 6th house of the day to day, the daily tasks, health, exercise. Look, you need to have structures and systems in place in order for your work or your business to really have a solid ground. The reason for that is that next year, Jupiter is going to transit that 6th house of daily routine, of your body, of all of the stuff I just mentioned. Jupiter increases what it touches. If Jupiter is kind enough to bring you more work next year, you need to have systems in place so that you do not go crazy. If Jupiter catches you with no systems, you're going to feel baseless, and that's not what you want to do. You want to have a solid foundation that comes from you, that feels true to you. And this can also manifest in, for instance, if you're not taking care of your body and Jupiter comes, that can manifest in weight gain. Because remember, Jupiter expands whatever it touches, and the 6th house has to do with the body. I've seen many a times where a Jupiter transit in the 6th house leads someone to weight gain. And why? Because there is no structure, because there is no discipline. So Pluto in Capricorn in the 4th house, in the base, in the foundation of your chart, is saying at the base of your entire life, you need to have some form of structure in order for you to take advantage of all of the opportunities, especially work opportunities that can come your way within the next 6 months. New moon blessings, Libra.